following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So back in 2012, there was a little known indie film that came out called The Avengers. And the reason I bring it up is probably because you guys have all seen it, but also because of an interesting scene in the movie. So I think it's towards the end of the movie. The Avengers finally assemble, and they are all around a table discussing what they're going to do about this impending enemy who's threatening to ultimately end the world. And so at that time frame, when they're together, rather than working together, they actually start working against one another. And they start arguing and being angry. And it's not till the end of the movie that you get some resolve in the last battle scene and they start working together again. Now, the reason I bring that up is because it kind of reminds me of a passage in Nehemiah chapter 5. So the story of Nehemiah up until chapter 5 basically goes like this. The people of Israel have been in exile in Babylon. And then while Persia eventually took over Babylon, King Cyrus sent out a decree that people can go back to Jerusalem. About 100 years later after that, Nehemiah ended up making his way from Persia to Jerusalem. And he came out with the mission of rebuilding the wall that was there around Jerusalem. Now, this didn't make everyone happy. In fact, it made a lot of people around and a lot of neighboring countries around them angry. And Judah had actually had enemies that worked together to try to stop the work that was going on. But Nehemiah and his people that were building, they pray to the Lord, and the Lord hears them, and he brings the plans of these enemies to nothing. Now, in Nehemiah chapter 5, though, there is some damage that happens within the city. Although the damage that happened wasn't from, some foreign enemy, the damage was actually happening between fellow kinsmen, between the people of Judah themselves, as it was a hard time at that time frame. And rather than being there for one another, there were some who were taking advantage and actually exploiting the season that they were in, taking advantage of their brothers and sisters there. So Nehemiah sees this, and he actually brings this to light to them. The people actually repent and make things right. But I thought how interesting that is, that the opposing enemies, these foreign enemies that were coming against Israel, were not able to penetrate or really do any damage to the people of Israel. But again, it was within the people of God themselves that did the most damage. Now, I bring that up because, again, behind this, I don't think it was just what meets the eye. In fact, this is quoting from, actually, I've got the wrong teaching there. This is quoting from Pastor Chuck Smith about this passage. He says this: if Satan can't defeat you from his forces without, then he seeks to wreck you from the forces within. Many times the greatest enemies of the church aren't the atheists or the godless forces outside the church, but it is actually the church itself. Now, how interesting that I think that comment is in this season, where there is, you don't have to go far. You can go online and you can find debates, and you can find shaming, you can find canceling between brothers and sisters. And guys, this should not be so. Jesus says that we are to be known by our love for one another. He said that we should be one. He prayed in John 17 that we should be one in the same way that he and the Father are one, that the world around us might know the message of the gospel is true. And so how do we, again, disagree at times, but at the same time, do not do damage to our brothers and sisters. And so three things that I just want to mention to you guys that might be helpful. So firstly, again, recognize that there's more than meets the eye. There's more than meets the eye. What I mean by that is the person in front of you is not your enemy. But we do have a real enemy, the Bible tells us. It says that the enemies of our soul are the world, the flesh, and the devil. And behind those things is the enemy, the devil, who goes around like a roaring lion seeking who he might devour. But here's the awesome part, is we can draw near to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from us, right? Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to us. And so that's one thing, is recognizing, again, this person in front of you, this person behind the screen, this person that you're dialoguing with, that person is not your enemy. Secondly, I would say this, that, you know, for the people in the book of Nehemiah and Nehemiah 5, the reason that they were doing it is because they had become prideful in a lot of ways. They had forgotten about God, and they thought, hey, these other people, they don't really matter. You know, it doesn't really matter if I'm doing this to them because, you know what matters is me. And here's the thing, guys, is that that's not something becoming of us as believers. Rather, Nehemiah says, hey, because I fear God, I don't treat my brothers and sisters in this way. And the same thing should go for us too, that because we fear God, meaning that we, again, we recognize all that God has said that he is in scripture, and we live in the reality of that, and we want to honor and esteem our brothers and sisters as we have the same mission together to preach the gospel, to make disciples of Jesus. Now, again, that doesn't mean that there's not room for disagreement at times, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that we damage one another, right? Disagreements ultimately are meant to be done in love and for the purpose of building one another up for their good. And lastly, I would say that one way that we don't do this is when we walk humbly, it is so important. That is where the healing comes, right? Healing doesn't come in broken relationships when we're throwing stuff at one another, right? If someone is mad at me and I get mad at them, it doesn't create reconciliation between one another. But man, if someone comes in angrily and I come back with a gentle answer, as Proverbs says that a gentle answer turns away wrath, man, that's disarming. It's different. So next time when you start to see this creeping up inside the church where it feels like we're pushing against one another, and I encourage you guys to try those three things. Fear God, walk humbly, and recognize that there is a battle beyond what we see. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, things of the unseen world. And so let's not give the enemy a foothold. Let's continue to walk in the truth and in love the way that Jesus has called us to. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.